We know you can't always listen to this entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easier for you to listen when you want and how you want. Listen to this show and WWL Time Shifted Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Steve Geller and Charlie Long back here on Sports Talk. We were talking to Glenn West all about LSU football, baseball, basketball. Well, the football team was on the field again today for spring workouts. One of the guys everybody's anxious to get more of a glimpse of is offensive lineman Jordan Seaton, the number one offensive tackle in the transfer portal. He joins first-year head coach Lane Kiffin in this program to make an immediate impact. Here's what he had to say after today's session.
First off, can we talk about your body transformation? When you left Colorado, how much did you weigh, and now what do you weigh now?
When I left Colorado, I feel like I was at a good point, but I feel like coming here, the transition from how I eat to how we work out here, you know, is just kind of different.
So you remember what you weighed, though? Were you 330 there? And now
about like 320-ish.
320-ish?
315. Right now I'm at like 305, 307, like 15, 16% body fat.
We were talking to Trey Dez, and he said, I think y'all live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
He said you'll see people working out like on the levees, and you get like jealous. Talk about your new workout regime and how it's affecting you.
So it's crazy. So it was a random person. He was running hills, right? So Trey Dez was like, hey, man, you trying to run hills on Saturday? I'm like, I'm down. I was like, I already thought about it because I just seen somebody randomly running hills. I'm like, it just made me feel like he was outworking me. So I was like, we got to run hills. So we were on the same page without even knowing, which was crazy.
Your decision to come to LSU from Colorado, can you kind of take us back? Because it was quite a courtship, and Coach Kiffin, I think, came out to see you. How did that all go down?
Yeah, my decision to come here was just based off it just means more, you know? Coach uses that quote, it's just different here, and I really believe that. Being here is really just different from how we train to how we work. And the word extra around here, everybody, we're big on extra because just doing what's required is not enough.
You talk about it being different, your transition from Colorado here to Baton Rouge. Had you been to Baton Rouge before?
This is my first time, but I'm loving it.
I would ask you if you had eaten any good food, but it looks like you're on the straight and narrow.
Did have crawfish one time. That was good. But besides that, it's meal preps and protein shakes.
What kind of... for you to get here to take on that mindset of, hey, I'm going to get my body right, where did that come from?
I got a chance to train with Will this offseason. And just seeing his mentality and how he goes through his day, I kind of wanted to model, like I want to be myself, but take a little bit of like characteristics and attributes of him and how he goes about his day. And I wanted to be strictly just about my craft, about football, and LSU is the best place to do that.
What is the kind of the vibe around the building with Coach Kiffin being the head coach here?
It's a different vibe, man. Like, it's just different. Like, you know, y'all probably may see him, like he said the other day, like you may see him do little activities like yoga and all that other stuff. But when it comes to work, that's what this place is about. Like, you don't come here to do nothing else but work. And, like, that's what you're signing up for, and that's what he's going to let you know. Like, if you're coming here to work, he'll take you. If not, it's probably ain't the spot for you.
Who has impressed you with Duncan on the goal?
Trey Dez, I'm not going to lie. Trey Dez probably could have been a hooper if he wasn't so good at football. He could hoop. He could shoot. Freak. Literally.
I was going to ask you, what have you seen from him on the field? But
he's a physical freak, and... not from just, like, how he is and getting out his routes, but you got to watch him when we're in a run game. When we have our combos and when it's just me and him, like, he really takes pride in that. So I feel like that's different coming from a guy who's, like, you know, like, you want to be a big receiver, you want to catch the ball, but then he also embraces run blocking.
And this might be a silly question, but I'll ask it. I'm assuming you're talking about Will Campbell. How did you guys link up? Is it just because of the LSU connection, or – were you familiar with him before?
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to him through FaceTime when I was at Colorado. But, you know, he was busy in season. I was busy in season, so we never really got to connect that much. But during the offseason, we trained with a guy named Duke Mayweather. So it's just greatness all around. Like, I'm just trying to make sure from off-season training, from in the building, from when I go home, everything aligns with my process of what I want to do. Everything aligns with where I want to, like, what I want to achieve.
Last year, the weakest link was the offensive line for this team. Obviously, you want to set the standard. How is that kind of that shift with you guys? I know a lot of transfers, but bringing a different mindset for this year.
Yeah, I think the mindset now is just put the work in. We're not really worried about the outcome of everything right now. As long as we're going every day and putting the work in for that day and making sure we attack that day the best we can, the outcome is going to bring itself once you do the work. But when you worry about the outcome and stuff, that's when you start missing stuff because you're so worried about the end goal. So I think the work is what's changed around here because everybody's willing to put the work in.
I always like to ask this because it's, who would you say you're probably closest with on the team?
Oh, God. I can't do, like, one person because, like, all of us are literally intertied. I would say, like, I'm closest with the O-line, just everybody. I can't even name just one person that I'm close with, but literally everybody, like, everyone.
You're a Big 12 guy, Sam Levitt, Arizona State. Can you talk about your relationship with him and how excited you are to be blocking for him this fall?
Yeah, I love Sam. It was crazy. This wasn't planned that we were supposed to go together, but, you know, during the recruiting process, you know, wanted to make sure he had a tackle. So when he came here and I came here, it was kind of a no-brainer for us. We both have the same intentions. We both want to be that high pick. We both want to win a national championship. So everybody here has the same mindset.
You heard from offensive lineman Jordan Seaton, LSU, big-time transfer for this Tiger team from Colorado. And man, oh, man, a massive, you know, transformation from him being down now 330 pounds to 305 pounds. Going to have to take on those SEC pass rushers who are fast every year and just has that dog mentality, phenomenal protector, and has a projection to be a first-round pick in next year's NFL draft. We'll see how that shakes out for the Tigers.